Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It is another snowy, cold, frigid day in Cincinnati. It's the kind of day that actually makes you want to just lose your mind. It's cabin fever. It's cold. There's nothing to do outside. Oh, and here's the killer. Are you ready for this one, those of you that have kids? It's the fifth day in a row our kids have been home. Now, they were off Friday for something happened at school. So then you got the weekend, like something meaning the regular scheduled day off. Monday was Martin Luther King Day yesterday, and then today was a snow day. And I'm not giving you the weather forecast. This is an entrepreneurial, motivational, inspirational, passionate podcast. But I want to give you some insight. When the mundane happens and feels like Groundhog Day and like you're ready to just lose your mind, you got to mix it up. That's why I set the intention to do this show today, as well as 100, count them, 175 push-ups so far today. I did 340 yesterday in the 10,000 push-up challenge for this next 30 days, started January 15th. Today is the 16th. So I'm going to do 340 at least probably every day because somebody caught me on Instagram. I was wondering who was going to do the math. If you did 333 every day for 30 days, you would fall 10 push-ups short. So I figure I'll make up those 10 along the way. So I kind of made most of them up yesterday doing 340. So here's what happened yesterday. Again, it's not an exercise and fitness show. I'm just kind of like the crash test dummy for boredom, for lack of a better word. Bored my job, bored in life, bored in this, bored with that. I just mix it up and get after it. I don't know what 10,000 push-ups are going to do for my body. I got to think it's not going to harm it. I'm not eating any differently. I don't plan on going on a vegan diet or doing only smoothies or anything like that. I'm just going to drink my gallon of water, eat what I eat. Today I had egg whites, which I never had. I haven't had egg whites. It's funny I had them today of all days, and I didn't even mean it, but I went to Costco last night, and I bought a bunch of frozen fruit, which I put in my smoothies and some other stuff, and they had these cage-free egg white containers. I thought, huh, haven't had egg whites in about 10 years. Let me get them. So that's why I had egg whites today with chicken, brown rice, and water. That's all I've had today. Plan on having a huge salad later on, and I don't know. I'll eat dinner. But anyway, the point being, I haven't gone nuts with any kind of a diet, and I can't imagine 10,000 push-ups is going to be bad for the body. But you know what? It's giving me something to look forward to. And I know that sounds terrible. It's like, dude, I mean, aren't you this motivational guy? Why are you so damn depressed? You need something to look forward to? Well, don't you? Don't we all? Don't we got to change it up? I mean, every day is Saturday would be kind of boring if every day, like literally, do you know why people come out of retirement? Because they're bored. There's only so many rounds of golf that you can play. There's only so many vegetables you can pick in your garden until you're like, I've got to do something to change this up because life is so damn short. So that's why I kind of came up with this 10,000 push-up challenge, completely pulled out of the air, had no plan of even doing it yesterday until I got on the show. That's it. Literally out of nowhere. But I don't believe things come out of nowhere. I believe God puts a thought in your mind. And I also believe God would not be so cruel as to give you a dream and not give you the tools to realize that. So we're 175. I'm halfway there today. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm recording this show. My goal is to do 100, let's just call it 150 before noon, or close to it. And that's another thing. If it's 12:30, who gives a crap? If it's 1:30, who cares? I mean, people are so regimented. You got to have a plan. If you've failed a plan, you plan to fail. Yeah, I get it. I'm with you. I'm not saying, but it doesn't have to be the perfect plan because the perfect plan never implemented. Follow along, kids. Sucks. All right? So don't be this person who's, I got to have this plan in place. It kills dreams. I mean, people run marathons and train for like a month. Other people are training for 2 years and never enter one. Or people plan to launch an online business and they'll put everything together, all these components of the funnel, and they won't ever launch it because it's just got to be, it doesn't need to be perfect. Good Lord. If that was the case, I would have never got anything off the ground. And I'm sure my push-ups, it probably looks like I'm having an epileptic seizure after hitting a crack pipe. But it doesn't matter to me. I'm just doing push-ups. I'm probably doing them wrong. Do you think I care? The answer is no, I don't. And you shouldn't either, because you're going to get so caught up in the journey, like, I don't know, you're going to miss the damn destination. You know, just get after it. So join me on this. Truth be told, I don't care if you do one a day. If you're in a situation right now where your body just can, and by the way, disclaimer, I am not a physician. So if you have any kind of physical ailments, don't do anything. All right, I'm not here to challenge anybody to literally kill themselves doing it. But it's the middle of January. The weather sucks. It's dark at like 4 p.m. It's dark at 8 a.m. There's not a lot to do. So you got to change it up. If I got 4 kids, I ain't going anywhere. I'm not hopping a flight to Fiji anytime soon. So with that said, I got to do what I've always done in business, in life, in relationships. Spice it up. That's going to be the name of today's show. Spice it up. What are you doing to spice up today? What are you doing? Can I ask you that question? What are you doing to spice today up? Are you, like, today's Tuesday, so if anybody's asking you how you doing, not bad. If you're in this neck of the woods, it's cold, the weather. Yeah, I get the weather. I've got two eyes. I'm looking out my window right now. But what are you doing to make today exciting? You can. It doesn't need to be every day is a Super Bowl, okay? But it doesn't need to be every day is just a dredge and it's, oh, I got this, it's cold. And it doesn't need to be that way. You can get in the greatest shape of your life in the month of January. Remember, yesterday was Happy New Year's Resolutions Are Dead Day, okay? 99% of them died yesterday. Congratulations to those of you who made it 2 weeks into the new year on the treadmill. You can exit now through the back door and go back to your Dunkin' Donuts and all the fried food and all that good stuff. The rest of us, we're going to continue to forge ahead, because I'll tell you one thing, and listen to me, man. Listen, all right? Press your frickin' earbuds all the way till they touch each other through your ears, because this is how important this is. You create a habit, and it's a winning habit. It's not going to leave anytime soon. It's not easy to create that habit, though, because you've got years and years and years of all this bad stuff that you've been doing to yourself. You've been doing it, not anybody else. You lost your job. It's not anybody else's fault. You know, look in that for a message. Don't say, what happened? Woe is me. Why did? Don't say, why did this happen to me? Say, what's the message being sent to me right now? What's the message being sent? So if it's the middle of January where you are, hell, the other one down under, like all my buddies down under, Dave Balshaw, the great Dave Balshaw, I think of Dave, we got a coaching call tomorrow, actually. He's down under. It's summertime where he is, so it's completely opposite. Think about that. It's summertime somewhere. Always the sun is shining. What are you doing right now to make that happen? And I'm not using some motivational stupid talk either, so don't say, oh, the sun's always shining. Some, it is, though. You breathing? It's the sunlight, man. You up on 2 feet, walking around, that's the sunlight coming through. You able to smile? You have all your teeth? You able to chew? Corn on the cob? God, I remember our neighbor, Rose Camerata, an 8 Elm. We lived on 9 Elm Street. She lived right next door. I think it was 7. She had no teeth. I love my life, Sam. The only thing I can't eat is corn on the cob. Love Rose. Old lady, hilarious. Loved life. Only thing I can't eat is corn on the cob. She spiced it up. Never had a bad day. Never had a bad day. Smiled from ear to ear with no teeth. It's awesome, man. It's just a perspective. You know, most people sit around thinking everything they don't have, while other people like myself think, boy, there's a lot of people praying, right? I mean, literally on their knees, praying to Jesus Christ himself for the problems that I have. You people right now are praying. I mean, they're literally sobbing and crying out, dear God, for your problems. So be very careful what you wish for. Be very careful to complain. This weather where I'm at is great. It's a season of our life. And I'm giving the weather way too much credit, but I'm basically, you know what I'm talking about, right? There's going to be dark days. There's going to be those days that feel like Groundhog Day over and over. What are you doing? What are you doing to spice it up? That's your job. Your job's to add the spice. You're the cook. You're the chef. You got the recipe for the day. You got the recipe for the week. And you got the recipe for the rest of your life. Is it going to taste like vanilla milk toast? Or is it going to be spicy, man? Give me some of that spicy food.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.